Chapter 16, Ignorance of Self. In the time of a revival of religion, a clergyman, not much known to me, called upon me and by invitation preached for me at my regular weekly lecture in the evening. I had mentioned to him the existing seriousness among the people. His sermon did not suit me. He made careless statements, seemed to me to rely on impressions more than on truth, seemed to value his own powers and to desire other people to rely on theirs. I perceived that he highly esteemed himself as a revival preacher, and I thought he preached revival and prayed revival rather than religion. After we got home and my clerical friend had retired for the night, one of my most intimate and confidential friends came in to see me and inquired how I liked the sermon. I criticized it with some freedom. My friend then told me that as she left the church, she fell in company with one of our young ladies who had been serious for some weeks and who said to her, "Oh, that sermon will do me good. It was just what I wanted. I wish our minister would preach so." I felt humbled and sad. And as my clerical friend was much older than myself, I thought it became me to consider more carefully what he had preached and what I had been saying. But I noticed that from that time, the serious impressions of this young lady, who thought the sermon would do her good, began evidently to diminish. I saw her often and aimed to bring back the depth and solemnity of her former seriousness. It was all in vain. She grew more and more indifferent till finally she went back to the world entirely. There she remains. Years have rolled on, but she remains a stranger to Christ. Convicted sinners are very poor judges of what will do them good. The very things which they think they need are often the very things which are snares to their souls. How is it possible for the natural man who discerneth not the things of the Spirit of God to tell what will do him good? He has no sincere liking for God or the truth of God. And if likings are to be consulted, the truth must often be sacrificed. It is better to trouble his conscience than to please his heart. A convicted sinner is the last person in the world to judge justly in regard to the kind of instruction he needs. He will seize error more readily than truth, and if his tastes are consulted, his soul will be endangered. In consulting such tastes lies the cunning art of deceivers, who lead crowds to admire them and run after them and talk of them while they care not for the truth. Deceiving and being deceived.